But Lancelot really isn't concerned. He thought, you know, people have made these charges before, nothing's become of them, and so I just can't get too concerned. Gareth does as good a job as he can, trying to warn him, even says that he thinks tonight is a trap, and so please, please don't see Guinevere, even if you have a chance. He sends him away, or tries to send him away, and then he tells his story on top of page 563. And normally I wouldn't pick this out, except in rereading this over the weekend, all of a sudden you see this clear parallel back to that story much earlier in the work. In other words, when he was trapped, how things worked out okay, and how they worked out okay. Again, once more, it was his prowess. It's his ability as a knight that saves the day, saves Lancelot. We read in Talbot 563, Gareth, once when I was a young fellow, a lady came skipping past me, chasing after Peregrine, which had snapped its creons. The trailing parts of the creons got wound up in a tree, and the Peregrine hung there at the top. The lady persuaded me to climb the tree to get her hawk. I was never much of a climber. That's exactly what he said before. When I did get to the top and had freed the hawk, the lady's husband turned up in full armor and said he was going to chop my head off. All the hawk business had been a trap to get me out of my armor so that he would have me at his mercy. I was in the tree in my shirt, even without a dagger. So the same kind of general situation, right? He's trapped. He's been faked out, and he has nothing to protect himself. And so what does he do here? Well, I knocked him on the head with a branch, and he was a much better man than poor old Agravaine, even if we had grown, as he's grown old. So the point is he'll use something else other than his sword, or he did use something else other than his sword to save himself, which he will again.